Good afternoon. I'm Alan Martin. This is your PixNow update. This just in, a survivor of the dive boat fire is suing the owners of Truth Aquatics. That's the company that operated that vessel. Ryan Sims was a crew member on the Conception and claims the owners didn't properly train him or provide safety equipment. The lawsuit also says the vessel operated with dangerous conditions and lacked aquatic emergency evacuation plans. Sims is seeking an undisclosed amount for his expenses, his pain and suffering, as well as punitive damages. The dive boat fire killed 34 people earlier this month, a majority of them from the Bay Area. Tragedy for a popular gospel singer on tour in Central California. One person's dead, seven others injured after singer Josh Turner's tour bus crashed. Happened overnight in the town of Shandon. Police say the bus veered off Highway 46, went off a cliff, ejecting two people. We're told the singer and his band were not on board. That was a bus for his road crew.
Two of the people that in the bus were ejected, and one of those that was ejected did die of his injuries.
Josh Turner's still scheduled to perform next week in the North Bay. Today, the latest shot fired in the vehicle emissions battle between the Trump administration and the state of California. The Environmental Protection Agency revoked California's waiver to set stricter standards.
No state has the authority to opt out of national fuel economy standards, and no state has the authority to set its own fuel economy standards that impact human safety, the environment, and commerce for the rest of the country.
EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler went on to say national standards will be best for the auto industry and consumers, but Governor Gavin Newsom doesn't agree.
It's about the oil industry, period, full stop. It's not about the car manufacturers, not about consumers, it's not about the health, it's not about our economy.
State Attorney General Javier Becerra plans to take legal action. He's indicated he's going to sue the federal government over the issue. All right, on to campaign 2020. Democratic presidential hopeful Beto O'Rourke met with pot business leaders at Oakland's Blunts and More dispensary today. Legalizing marijuana at the federal level has been a focus of O'Rourke's for his entire political career, and he's framing the issue as a matter of racial injustice.
We know that Americans across race and different backgrounds and ethnicities use marijuana and have used illegal drugs at roughly the same rate, but only some Americans were more likely than other Americans to be arrested for it.
O'Rourke's plan would expunge pot possession records and help businesses use banks and impose a new tax, part of that going to support reentry to society for those in prison for pot possession. This is O'Rourke's fourth trip to California as a presidential candidate. He is headed to Denver next. On Capitol Hill, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg set to meet with lawmakers about strict new internet regulations. It's his first trip back there since testifying on the Cambridge Analytica scandal last year. And today, Zuckerberg slated to meet with top Senate and House officials. They're expected to put pressure on him for Facebook's problems with privacy, as well as its size and its influence. Meanwhile, in the South Bay, talk about size, Facebook has officially opened its mega campus in Sunnyvale. The social media giant moved into the first of three office buildings at the site, named Moffett Towers 2. The entire campus totals 1.5 million square feet. It can hold about 5,300 employees. Overseas, the latest turn in the Saudi oil strike. Iran's foreign minister issued a threat to the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, saying any military action by the countries would result in an all-out war. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo traveled to the kingdom yesterday to meet with Saudi officials and is focused on avoiding military intervention.
While the foreign minister of Iran is threatening all-out war and to fight to the last American, we're here to build out a coalition aimed at achieving peace and a peaceful resolution.
The Saudi's defense ministry displayed evidence of what it says are Iranian weapons used in the attack. Iran still denying it had any involvement in those attacks. For now, the U.S. will roll out more economic sanctions. Today, Airbnb announced it's going public next year. It's a long-awaited move for the home-sharing company, which was founded in San Francisco in 2008. Right now, it has more than 7 million listings in 100,000 cities worldwide. Airbnb spent the last several years broadening its offerings in advance of that expected IPO. All right, let's take a look at the closing numbers, at least from the Dow Jones Industrial Average, closing down this Thursday, almost 53 points. Let's take a live look at SFO, where construction work on the main runway there is almost complete, And that's great news for travelers. The airport announced the whole project expected to wrap up by 9 o'clock tonight. That's a week ahead of schedule. Passengers should still expect delays today. So far, there have been 186 delays and 36 flight cancellations. In Texas, more than 1,000 people have needed to be rescued in the Houston area following some flooding from Tropical Depression Imelda, which made landfall Tuesday outside of the city. Imelda is the first storm to hit that area since Hurricane Harvey back in 2017. Some officials are saying Imelda is actually worse for small towns outside of Houston. Now let's take a live look right here at home, our KPI X5 studio roof camera, because Mary Lee's tracking our forecast for us.
Well, after two weather systems this week, high pressure is building in, and we're seeing plenty of sunshine across the Bay Area. So mid-60s for the coast, upper 60s, low 70s for the Bay, and upper 70s to low 80s inland for today. And we are looking at temps warming up as we head through the next several days. So that low pressure system that dropped the cold front our way yesterday continues to move away from us, and this ridge of high pressure is building in. So taking you hour by hour on Futurecast, and you can see plenty of sunshine for today. Starting off the day tomorrow with clear skies, and then looking at afternoon sun, not just for Friday, but for Saturday as well. So we are going to see those temps climb as we head through Friday, and especially by Saturday, the warmest day out of the week. But for today, 81 in Concord, 73 in Fremont, also for Oakland, 76 for San Jose, and 68 for San Francisco. By the way, the first day of fall, autumn officially arrives Monday at 12:50 a.m. Here's the extended forecast with temps warming up through the week. We're looking at temps just a little bit cooler on Sunday, but warming up next week.
Thank you, Mary. Instagram cracking down on what influences its youngest users. The Facebook-owned company announced it's going to restrict people under 18 from seeing posts promoting weight loss products and cosmetic procedures. It will also remove all posts that make claims about diet products linked to a discount code.
There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA. It's rotating.
Oh my gosh.
Alien and ghost stories about UFOs have been going on for decades, but the U.S. Navy just confirmed these videos of UFO sightings are the real deal, also admitting they have no idea what they are. Some astronomers believe whatever is in these videos is likely not from outer space, could be another government agency's aircraft, like a drone. But the Navy says these kinds of videos are just a fraction of what their pilots see in the sky. Ooh, I feel so much better. We'll be back with another update top of the hour. Watch or listen on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or our KPIX Facebook page.